So one of my favourite passages of scripture is this passage from Colossians chapter 3 and from verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The problem I find with familiar and favourite passages are that they become so well known to you that they sometimes lose their impact on you. Of course, the Bible is a book to be treasured, loved, remembered. But you can find yourself sometimes reading it without being open to having God challenge you. This passage in Colossians sets out a blueprint for how a Christian community should be, what its relationships should look like. Much of the time, we probably do express compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, forgiveness, and love. But it's never a bad thing to read these words and reflect on how we as individuals are doing in these areas. But the verses that spoke to me the most this last week as I was preparing was verse 16, where it says, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. It talks about us teaching each other through psalms and maybe other scripture, hymns and songs. That's talking about our worship together and the way we can encourage each other in our faith by sharing what we have learned through words of scripture and songs. We don't have opportunities like this morning very often to share that with everyone. But perhaps we need to be a bit more open to talking to each other about what God has taught us in the past, or particularly in the present. We're not meant to be passive consumers in our worship. We're all meant to teach and encourage each other to grow in our faith. We're all very good at talking to each other about what's going on in our lives on a human level, but perhaps we need to be a bit deeper in our conversations with each other about what God's saying to us as individuals in our Christian lives and trying to help each other to grow in our faith. Just a few thoughts from Colossians chapter 3.